Welcome to the Salty Eclectic Blogcast with your host and author, TJ Allen. These blogcasts are eclectic in that we derive ideas, styles, or tastes from a broad and varied range of experiences, knowledge, and interests. You can find our blog and information on TJ's books at www.thesaltyeclectic.com. So let's get to today's blogcast from the Salty Eclectic.
Being Fully Human, Part 2. Claim Your Birthright. What is a birthright? At first glance, this looks like a no-brainer. It's a right that you get simply because you were born, or right you gain at birth. A birthright is specific. A birthright is given, not earned. Birthrights must be claimed. Birthrights are bestowed by those who have the power to do so. So it is with the birthright to being fully human. Our birthright is specific. When a fire dwindles down until there remains nothing but ashes, it cannot rekindle itself. Our spirit is like that. It is dead. Those actions and attitudes that separate us from God has killed the fire. Yet there is a small ember smoldering beneath the ashes. The ember is the yearning to become fully human. It is our birthright to become fully human. A birthright has to be claimed. Based on the premise above, the birthright to be fully human is one that all of us have a claim to. Though a prince may be the heir to the throne, he has to wait until it is his time to claim that throne. That throne is inherited. Someone must first die before he can inherit that throne. The king will bequeath the throne to his son, who has a rightful claim to the throne and all that it entails. This is his birthright. For us to inherit our birthright, our king had to die. In so doing, he bequeathed to us the right to become fully human and all that it entails. We have to claim the right, or else the birthright remains useless and empty. We know that this birthright was given to us by the king who would have us to be princes and princesses. Actually, this birthright is given to us by the King of Kings, Jesus. God gave us the power to become his sons and daughters through Jesus. Jesus' mission was to bring us back to God by making our spirit alive. Some will decline their birthright. Sadly, there are many who refuse to claim the work of Jesus to resurrect their spirit and claim the birthright. Some will try to gain this birthright through illegitimate means. They will claim to be sons and daughters, yet they are imposters playing the part. Jesus said that not all that calls him Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven. If you want to be a citizen of a particular country, then you have to abide by the rules and regulations of that country to become that citizen. If you want to become a citizen of heaven, which is your birthright, you have to do it God's way. This is the only way. If there was a better or more correct way, then God would have done it and then would have made that way clear to us.
Did you enjoy today's blogcast? You can find more of these at our website, www.thesaltyeclectic.com. Click on the blogcast category at the top. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth."